T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Hot seat's coming up. Keith Jones has a problem with the asteroid. Clifford W. Lentz is going to explode it. He's going to blow it up.
Can't sit down anymore.
But on the line right now is a former Eagle who is an American hero. And we are honored to have him on. This is technically Throwback Thursday, although there's nothing to throwback with John Dorbos. He's going back to the sports complex on Saturday night, where he is performing his brilliant stage performance, his magic show, at 8 o'clock at Live Casino. For tickets, you could still get them at AXS.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the great former commissioner of Wing Bowl, John Dorenboss. Hi, John!
Come on, baby. What's going on?
John, when you go back to the sports complex, where you conquered for 11 years as a long snapper on the Eagles, and also were a commissioner of Wing Bowl for at least 3 years, that's going back home for you, isn't it, Saturday night?
It is coming back home. Two corrections, and I hate to do this to you. One, Wing Bowl should have been mentioned first.
Okay.
I think it should have been Wing Bowl 5 years in a row.
Five!
And then 11 and a half years, or whatever it was. Four, five. It was the greatest time of my life.
It was. Well, this is what I want to ask you, because performing has always been in your blood, right, John? You've always wanted to be a performer. You wanted to be on stage. You wanted to entertain people.
Hey, dude, it's fun, man. I mean, whenever you can be in it, you know, magic for me was not about being a magician when I got into it. It was an escape, right? So you can bring joy to somebody. So to be able to share that, to be able to have a moment with an audience, dude, it's rock star, man.
Ah, well, you are our greatest commissioner. And I just, you know, when I knew you had it, one year you came out in a pink tuxedo and you would come out on the side from where we were performing. And then you would do an amazing magic trick right there in front of all those people. John, you took our commissionership to another level. Why did you agree to do it?
Well, that's a great question that I don't know. All I know is this. Is I assume that as a commish, you got to step the game up. I remember when I first showed up in Wing Bowl 1 in an all-white suit, and I forgot who I saw, but they were like, man, this is amazing. Last year, the guy just had a pair of jeans and a T-shirt on. I was like, oh, I guess I really kind of took this to the next level. Hey, here's a great Wing Bowl story. First time I ever met Chip Kelly, we just signed him. He wants to come to Wing Bowl. I meet him underneath the stadium, surrounded by strippers, drinking a Corona at about 6:30 in the morning in an all-colored suit. And they were like, sir, Mr. Kelly, this is your long snapper, John Dorenboss.
You know what's great about you, though, John? I used to say this to you because you're so brilliant at magic. And you said that the discipline of learning a trick was actually why you were so consistently great at snapping the ball. There are elements of the same thing, magic versus long snapper, isn't it?
Hey, man, doing the same thing over and over and over in search of the perfect rep. I've taken that with me in every aspect of my life. You know, you're never as good as you want to be, but it's the journey of constantly trying to be the best. That's the process I enjoy.
All right, but here's the thing. And I used to say this to John, it blew my mind. There was never a bad snap. Your whole career, I remember no bad snap. Did you ever have a misfire on stage doing your magic show? Did anything ever go wrong?
Oh yeah. You know, the good news is you don't get death threats from people betting when you miss a card trick. People usually just sit there and go, what the heck happened? And then you say, don't worry about it. Don't ask me about it later. Let's move on.
Really? So but that does happen occasionally by accident?
Every once in a while.
Wow.
Something goes wrong and you just got to play it off. But now here's the deal. The audience doesn't know what to expect, right? So you just got to try and just divert as quick as you can and just move on.
Well, here's the thing, though. All right. So you go on America's Got Talent, and you were one of the great sensations in the history of that terrific show. John, were you able to do that live on national TV because you had done all this other stuff before? You knew how to handle the pressure?
Dude, no question, man. I mean, being in the NFL for 14 years, it teaches you how to deal with pressure. It teaches you how to have a process. It teaches you. We go back to this analogy all the time, right? If you have a test and you know all the answers, test is easy. If you have a test and you don't know any answers, you're freaking out. So what the NFL has taught me is just how to prepare, how to go through scenarios, how to improv. When things don't go right, you got to adjust, right? You got to audible. It's one of the things I'm most thankful for playing for Andy Reid for so long. I think I played 8 years with Andy, with the ability to just have the world slow down your mind, speed up your body.
Wow. You know, it is a psychology. It's a big part of it is what you're thinking when you're doing it. What is your magic show now? Could you give us a little sample for what people will see on Saturday night, John?
Man, hey, Live Casino. One thing, if you're a fan, you never know who's going to come to the show. Last time I was at Live, we had Darren Sproles, Runyon, John Runyon was there, Todd Harriman, Jason Avant, Hollis Thomas. So if you're an Eagles fan, you got to show up. I have confirmation that Charlie Manuel's coming,
which is
a legend in Philly. So yeah, so there's some other big name Eagles that don't live there that are flying in that are going to try and make it. I don't want to announce their names yet because they're not confirmed, but there'll definitely be people there. You know, my show is my life story and the magic I learned along the way. I heard a quote a long time ago. They're not going to remember the joke or the trick you do. They're going to remember how you made them feel. And that's why they're going to come back. So I hope that you laugh. I hope you reflect in your life. And I hope you leave my show being amazed, but also feeling 10 times better about yourself, maybe having some resolve in a conflict you got going on. And we're going to leave. The room's going to be rocking. We're going to feel more together than ever and ready to rock and roll, man.
No, I got to tell you, John, I honestly believe you, as much as anybody, have brought magic back through all the great magic acts that have been on AGT. And I was watching this Derek Del Gordio in and of itself. I don't know if you've seen that show.
It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? But don't you think that magic has had a renaissance because of that show you were on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know what it's done? It's allowed people to kind of be themselves. It's allowed people to show their different interpretation of what it is. And it allowed people to kind of put some swag into. I mean, look, you can be. Magicians are lower on the food chain than Star Warsians and Star Trekians. I mean, we are the lowest of the low.
No.
And that show has made us look cool, and I'm all for it.
You are cool, and it's a fact. Now, are you going to be at the game Sunday after your performance out of the United Live?
Man, I wish I could make it, but I got a gig in Orlando I got to get to, but I will be in Arizona at the Eagles-Cardinals game the following weekend.
All right. Other than Philadelphia, most exciting place you've ever performed, John?
Ooh. I just did the Michelob Ultra Arena in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was pretty rock star, man. You know, 9,000 people.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. That's rock star. Anytime you can do an arena, it just feels rock star.
John, you are a rock star. And John, if I have not already thanked you, I will do it one more time. You made Wing Bowl very special in our final years, as crazy as it got. And you know everybody in this city will always root for John Dornbos. You're one of a kind, my friend.
Well, Angelo, I know you're hanging it up here. You're retiring. And I'm going to tell you, you made my stay in Philadelphia. You introduced me to the fan base. I'm forever thankful for you and your show. You're a true pro. It's been an honor to be on it. It's been an honor to be your friend. I love everything about you, man.
Saturday, 8 o'clock, live. Get tickets at AXS.com. John, nothing but success, my friend. Thank you, sir.
You too, buddy.
The great John Dornbos. The guy is a
mess. Yeah,
you understand now he's a monster American showman.
Mm-hmm.
He goes all over the country. He's done residencies in Vegas. He's selling 9,000 seats in an arena in Las Vegas where there's a million other shows.
That's true.
The guy is a beast. He is a spectacle in American culture.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Let's go to Tom in South Philly. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Angelo. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. What about you?
Hey, I'm doing great, but I have a question for you. Since you're retiring, I happen to have an Angelo bobblehead. Is that worth any money?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
If it's signed, is yours signed?
It's not signed, but it's in the box. The box is open, but it's unused in the bedroom.
No, unused.
Oh, so it's like the real one.
In the bedroom?
Unused in the bedroom.
That sounds familiar.
That is the story of my life, Tom. I am often unused in the bedroom.
How do you use a bobblehead?
Someone say that.
You don't know how to use it?
How does a bobblehead become used?
Never mind. Just move on.
What's happening? The head shakes. Figure the rest out.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, my question is, Eagles, this Eagles team against the 2017 team, how would they stack up?
You know, that is interesting. I think it's too early, right? I can't yet. I'll tell you this.
Well, do you think they have a better receiving core?
Yeah. No question.
The battering rams at running back. I mean, I love those two.
Those guys were great.
With Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount. Yeah.
But you know what, Tom? We got a shot here.
The offensive line might be better because, remember, Jason Peters got injured.
Yep.
You know, he got injured early on in that season. Quarterback, they were dealing with the backup.
Tommy, there's a lot of talent on this team and depth.
Yep.
So just keep winning. Please build off of this. 4, 5, 6. That Eagle team won because they won 9 of their first 10.
Special teams were better.
Special teams is much better on that team. I need this team to do that. If they do, the rest will take care of itself.
Yep.
Love it. Tommy, give me a reason you know you're getting older.
The reason I know I'm getting older is I look in a mirror every day.
Allie looks in the mirror.
That's good.
And I'm going to tell you what, Al, I did a photo shoot yesterday.
Okay. Why?
How'd it go?
For a piece they're doing on me in Philly Matt. And I refused to look at the photos.
Okay.
And my wife
They're professional.
And my wife said, and I'm quoting, considering everything, they look good.
Photoshop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Photoshop.
He said, considering everything.
What does that mean?
They look good.
She looked over and said, Photoshop these for me, please.
Jason from the Dirty 30 is here. Hi, my friend.
Good morning, Angelo, and morning, team.
Are you excited about Sunday, Jason?
I am excited about Sunday. I will be at the game.
That's correct. And I want to thank the emailer who offered tickets so that our leader could be in attendance. Now, Jason, are you concerned about the potential for rain?
I'm not concerned at all. I think it's going to be okay, and we're going to win.
Wow.
Now, Angelo, I wanted to talk about another team in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Phillies.
What do you think?
Every year, my hopes are high, and they get broken. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of rooting for a bunch of failures. And they want to know why. They want to know why they can't get the fans to the stadium because they don't have a good product.
Yep. So you're mad at them now?
I'm furious. They had a 5.5 game lead last week. Not only a half a game up.
I hear the frustration in your voice, Jason. I think you're speaking for a lot of people right now. We feel the same way. Great job as always. Jason, could you give me an Eagle cheer and then tell me how you know you're getting older?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yep.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
How do you know you're getting older, Jason?
I look in the obituary to see if any friends have passed away.
Al, that's a very good one.
That's uplifting.
No, he's already got tickets, but that's not morbid. No, it's not normal.
Gosh, no, not at all.
This is an old comment people say. I get up in the morning, I check the obituary page. If my name is not in it, I dress.
Well, I don't know.
I get dressed. If it is in it, I guess I don't have to worry.
Then you put a suit on if it's not.
215. Don't go anywhere. I got Babe Ruth coming up, Al. I got Butch from Manny Young coming up. Tony, Gary, Paul, Bill, Kevin. You guys are all getting a shot at this. I just need to know how you know you're getting older. When we come back, though, Al, we got a hot seat. And Clifford W. Lentz is here because we tried something up in space, Al. We tried to blow up an asteroid.
Cool.
And Clifford will tell us if it worked, right? And then if it works, it might be a way for you to treat your asteroids. 2-1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
925. We got a couple things here. We got a hot seat, and Keith Jones is having a problem with an asteroid. And NASA came up with a $320 million solution.
Nice.
So we'll get to all that. Ava, you start, because somebody's really on the hot seat now.
It's a group of people on the hot seat.
Today, the Phillies are on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
Hot seat.
Do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs?
Yesterday, I said yes. Today, I'm going to say no.
And 76% of our listeners agree. How is it happening again?
In 2018, they lost 9 of their last 11 and didn't make the playoffs. In 2019, they lost 9 of their last 12 and didn't make the playoffs. In 2020, they lost 7 of their last 8 and didn't make the playoffs. Last season, they lost 6 of the last 7 and didn't make the playoffs. They choke every year.
You get excited. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I better take my son to some playoff baseball. He's old enough. Let's see some Red October. And every year, it's the same thing. Choke, 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 choke.
You know, I hate to agree with Howard Rescue, but he said if they don't hit home runs, they won't win.
This team has a payroll of $242 million. Mm. They're over the luxury tax to bring all these big stars in. And here's what you're getting for all that money. Money
for nothing. I can't believe we're watching the same thing happen now under a third manager.
I don't know. I think they're trying to do too much at times.
That's enough.
You're right, John. 100%. Canadians know Canadians, F. Some of them don't have the pizzazz Keith Jones does.
My name's Dimple, not Simple.
I can't hear that enough, John. Beautiful job there.
Thank you very much.
And Clifford W. Letts is here, Al, because in the movie Armageddon, right, Bruce Willis masterminds a way to save the world by blowing up an asteroid.
I love that movie simply because it's just fun.
It's hurtling at the Earth.
Right.
Well, that hasn't actually happened in real life, but they're worried that someday it could.
Could, yeah.
So NASA said, why don't we see if we could do what they did in the movie? Is that the way it worked there?
Kind of. It was a joint project between the European Space Agency, the Italian Space Agency, and NASA Homeland Security is what it amounts to.
So they looked out and they found an asteroid.
Yes.
And they said,
7 million miles away.
7 million miles away. Let's see if we can alter its course.
Yeah. So
what did they do this week?
So Dimorphos is about the size of Lincoln Financial Field.
Okay.
It's called a small asteroid.
All right.
So in November of last year, they launched the satellite. And it has a base satellite, and it has a projectile. The projectile is about the size of a vending machine. So on Monday, they reached the satellite after, 10 months, and flew this thing at about, I think I said 4 miles a second, something like that, a real ridiculous speed, about 20 million miles. And the cameras followed it up until about 20 feet, and then the other camera picked up this huge dust cloud.
They did hit it.
Yes, they definitely hit it. And within a few weeks, they're going to tell if they moved the trajectory of the asteroid or not. All you have to do is move it 1% to change the...
All right, but if the thing is the size of the Lincoln Financial Field and a vending machine hits it, I wouldn't think it would have any effect.
It's all about speed, and what they want to do is...
You got to hit it hard.
It's a chip block.
It's a chip block.
You want to get a knowledge base, so if they know big that is, if there's a threat of a larger one, they would know what size projectile is to send to a larger one.
And you think that, do you think it'll work?
Oh, yeah, I think it'll work.
And do you think someday a major asteroid will hurtle toward Earth?
Considering that the Earth gets bombarded all the time, there's about 400 tons of stuff that comes down every day. Mm. And we don't know about it a lot because 75% of the Earth is covered by water. So, I mean, a lot of that's coming down. But, yeah, it's been hit before.
Right.
Why wouldn't I just ask Gannon to run a defensive scheme?
Can I ask you one last question? I hope this isn't considered inappropriate in space, people. Why, when you have a problem in your rear end, do they call it a hemorrhoid and not an asteroid?
What's the difference?
I'm just saying.
By the way, one quick thing.
Yeah,
just up real quick.
Yeah.
The space station is going to pass over Hurricane Ian at 2:10 this afternoon, and they're going to broadcast it live on NASA TV and on YouTube. And so,
what do they broadcast? It's a hurricane.
Pass over to see the.
Okay, sounds fun. All right, let's go to Tony and Ben. Oh wait,
sounds fun.
Tony, wait a second. I got Babe Ruth, and then you. Babe Ruth is here. Hi, Ruthie. Ruth, are you there? Ruth is gone.
Older.
Tony is still here. Hi, Tony. How are you today?
Ruth said hello.
Good. How are you?
Hi, Tone.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, he died.
No, Ruth said hello.
Oh,
no, she
did?
Didn't.
Didn't you hear her?
No,
I didn't
she
hear
did
it.
Not. She did not. I can't tell anymore. If you just tuned in, I need a hearing aid. Go ahead, Tony.
I guess that's part of getting old, too, right?
I guess it is. That's why I'm doing the contest.
Yeah, here you go. Hey, I just got a question for Jonesy now. I went to the Flyers preseason game last night, got some free tickets. My daughter and I went. I had the box seats. It was pretty nice. Nice little event for a preseason game. But man alive, I don't know what I'm watching anymore. It's so unfamiliar, the way the scheming is, the way these players play. I watched more dump and chase hockey, the most boring style of hockey, when I was told the NHL is trying to be more upbeat. More speed, more passing, more scoring.
All right, these Keith Jones, respond.
I kind of felt the same way when I left that game last night. I'm very hopeful that that's not the way they're going to play when the season starts, but that was a bad performance last night.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah. I'm sorry that you experienced that.
Because
it's got to be a lot better than it was, I can tell you that.
Tortorella wasn't brought in to play old hockey.
No, but he's the only thing I'm hoping is that he's been skating them so hard in practice to start training camp that they had no legs because it looked like – but I don't – it's not an excuse. It was not good. They got to do better.
How do you know you're getting older?
This one's simple. When you're wearing a sweater and it's 105 degrees outside.
You're always
cold. That's
you're always cold.
That's a good one.
Now, Al, did you actually hear Babe Ruth talk?
Yeah, she said hello.
This is an example of what they told me when I was at the hearing special.
What was that?
High-pitched voices I cannot pick up.
Oh.
So you got to let me know. Quick, hit me or kick me or something. Babe Ruth is here. Hi, Ruthie.
High-pitched voices?
Oh, you got kind of a sullen, sexy, nice. I'm sorry.
You must be talking to another Babe Ruth there.
I guess. Go ahead, Ruthie, talk. I just want to listen now.
Well, yeah, you know, I figured if I keep calling in more often, maybe you'll hang in there a little longer.
Only till the Eagles are eliminated, which could be longer.
I don't think they're going to be eliminated this weekend.
No, you got them 4-0. You got them 4-0, Ruthie.
Absolutely. I don't think we shouldn't take the Jaguars lightly, but the Eagles are, the Jaguars have played the last two teams with pretty bad offenses.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, when you talk about, like, how do you know if you're old, maybe it's when you're moving as slow as Matt Ryan. So, you know.
Ooh, nice. Slow movement. Ruth, if you win these tickets, would you give a big ovation to Doug Peterson?
Oh, how can you not?
He's the best. The best.
He is.
Honestly, who deserves a bigger ovation, Andy Reid or Doug Peterson?
Oh, I mean, how can you ask that question?
Because so many people say Reid, Ruthie. They always say Reid.
Well, it's funny because I know at one point in time, and people talk about the fact that, well, you know, we had a lot of seasons, good seasons under Reid. But you know what? And I thought that might have mattered. Nah. Once you win the championship, none of the rest of it matters. It's Doug all the way.
Please call more. I love hearing you, Ruthie. You make so much sense. I love this. Ruth, so you're saying you know you're getting older because what?
Oh, geez. Now, well, I think similar to what I just said, it's when you start doing that that human evolution poster imitation. You know, when you get up and it takes you about 15 steps to go from, like, bent over to all the way straight up.
Yeah. I noticed lately I'm bending more.
Yep.
Stay right there. I can't, Al. I'm running into a problem doing a show with Jones.
What the hell?
Everything I say, if he interprets it in a bad way, and I don't know how to, what do I do about it?
I was agreeing with you.
No, I'm saying that I'm a little hunched over now.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
No, but you were thinking I was bending.
No, I don't. Your mind goes in some weird places.
215-592-9494. We come back. Well, Jonesy, I got something for you. We come back. Because apparently the Philadelphia Eagles recently moved the statue that involves Doug Peterson and Nick Foles. They moved it. But the people that run the fan services for the Eagles, they don't even know it.
Really?
I got to tell you this story because somebody needs to get ripped today, and I'm going to do it.
It'll be a popular statue this weekend.
I'm going to rip some people need to when find we come it. Back. No, everybody's going to want to see that statue this weekend. And the Eagles don't know where it is. I'll read you what they said.
That's
it's
amazing.
A joke. 215-592-9494. Final blitz, we come back. And let me tell you right now about my friend Steven Singer. He makes every engagement perfect because he has the perfect ring for that person that you want to honor. And unlike other jewelers, Steven doesn't mark the jewelry up. He doesn't try to find a way to trap you into negotiation. He doesn't do that. Doesn't have phony sales. Doesn't have coupons. Doesn't have discounts. Doesn't play the pricey game. He puts the right price on that piece of jewelry from the beginning. So when you go in, you don't have to worry about playing the game. The other thing is, the jewelry is spectacular. Steven's best at knowing what you're going to want, and he has it stocked up at his beautiful store on the other corner of 8th and Walnut. But if you don't want to go in there, you don't have to. You can shop right now online at IHateStevenSinger.com. He's offering you 100-day, 100% money-back guarantee. No risk on your end. Plus, you're going to get fast and free shipping both ways. No other jeweler in America has a better return policy or better guarantees than Mr. Steven Singer. You got to check him out. He's been my friend for 30 years. He's been a great jeweler even longer than that. Go online right now at IHateStevenSinger.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 942 is the type. So I get this email yesterday from a woman named Melinda Williams. All right, Al, and Melinda Williams is a big Eagles fan. She is also an enthusiast for both Doug Peterson and Nick Foles.
Okay.
And she thought it would be appropriate upon the return of Doug Peterson on Sunday that she visit the statue of Nick Foles telling Doug Peterson to try Philly Philly.
Okay.
So it may be the most iconic moment in the history of the team.
Yes.
So she goes to see it, Al, where it was at Head House Plaza.
Yeah.
That is officially now known as Pepsi Plaza.
Yeah, everybody knows who where it is.
She went there, and lo and behold, no Nick Foles, no Doug Peterson.
Okay.
The statue is missing.
Oh, where is it?
Well, good luck for Melinda that the Eagles have a department called the Philadelphia Eagles Fan Services.
Okay.
Did you even know they had that department?
Fan Services? I guess that's if you wanted, like, handicapped seats and stuff.
Any sort of an issue that comes up.
With a fan at the stadium,
the
I would guess.
Fan Services department jumps in and resolves the situation. It's a beautiful thing to have.
Right.
It tells you how connected the birds are with the fan base.
Right.
But Melinda obviously got the wrong person at Fan Services. Because I will read you. She sent me the email that they sent to her. Hello.
Hello.
At the moment, we are unsure of where the Doug Peterson, Nick Foles statue is.
What?
What is that? Well, come on.
Wait, hold on. They're
That's
unaware.
The first, we are unsure of where... I'm reading this. I'm going, would they steal a statue? Somebody stole Doug Peterson on the week he's coming back?
This is amazing.
Somebody's got Doug Peterson in their backyard?
We got to find him.
How did you steal a statue? Right? So
what is this?
I call Rhea. Rhea, I think we got a story here.
Yes.
The statue's missing.
And I go, what?
And she goes, no. And I said, no, listen, if this wasn't coming, the official word from the Eagles, but it's their own department saying, we don't know where the statue is.
Yeah.
We're unsure. We better put out an APB to see if we can find Nick Foles.
Al, I couldn't stop laughing. I go, the statue can't be missing.
So what does she do, Al? What would you do in that case?
I would call Jeffrey Lurie.
No, you call Elliot Shorepark.
Oh, he knows everything.
Exactly.
Jeff Lurie ain't taking your call.
No.
You got a shot with Elliot. So Elliot does what Fan Services did not bother to do.
He said, I'm 90% sure they moved it to the K lot. And then so I went and looked it up, and that's what they did. They moved it so fans could take pictures with it.
It is no longer at Pepsi Plaza. It is now more accessible to the fans at Lot K, right outside the plaza.
Oh, nice.
And you'll be able to see him there if you would like to greet him before you go into to actually
see
him
Nick
live.
Foles,
Right. But understand something right now. if you happen to bump into anyone in Eagles Fan Services, let them know they no longer need to be unsure of where the statue went.
Couldn't they have asked somebody like I did?
This may be the laziest answer to a fan query
I
have ever heard. We are unsure.
That's the best part.
I mean, Mark, what are you people doing for a living? Make a call. Here's a thought. I don't know. This may be outside the box. Look outside your window. You are working at the stadium. That's where the statue is.
Well, the complex is different than the stadium.
It's close.
Yeah.
You probably have to walk by it to get in, don't you? We are unsure where the statue is.
This is an unfortunate reply.
Did they just move it?
They moved it, a year ago. Because
remember the Rocky thing? Nobody knew where it was?
No, everybody wanted to take pictures with it, so they put it in a place that's more accessible. That's all.
Yeah.
And
Doug,
a good thing.
Oh, by the way, Doug has not seen, Joe, we actually got to cut it. Doug has not seen the statue of himself.
Hmm.
And he's not going to see it this time. Listen.
Personally, I've never seen it in person. You know, obviously it's a great honor to have, you know, me and Rocky Balboa, I guess, in the city of Philadelphia, and Nick Foles.
And Nick,
but no, I mean it's an honor. It really is, you know.
He's the
me
best.
And Rocky Balboa.
Balboa.
All right,
beautiful statue.
If you're out there, Eagles Fan Services, we're no longer unsure. It's in the K lot. Hello? And whoever, I'm doing this so hopefully that person will get called in and screamed at today. That's my hope.
Well, that should not be your hope.
That's some lazy work.
I plan on from now on when I could easily find out the answer for you, I'm going to announce to you that I'm unsure.
You know what we should do? Just give out Elliot Shore Park. If you can't get an answer from fan services, ask Elliot.
Whatever I ask, I just shoot a text to Elliot, and he gets back to me right away.
Right. By the way, Joe just said in my ear, Joe Wechter said in my ear, hey, Ange, who's replacing you? Joe, at this point, I am unsure.
Doug's statue, I think.
Yeah, Doug's. Next week, instead of me being here, Doug will be planted right there. Gary's on a line from South Philly. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Angelo?
Better than the Phillies.
True, but that's one thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
They can't keep blaming the managers. These guys can't do basic things like bunt.
Yep.
Is it unbelievable?
Well, I go to spring training a lot of years. There is a lot of that going on at spring training now. What, they don't do it during the year?
No.
But wait a minute. Go ahead.
Which is why I disagree with making them not have that shift on. Learn how to hit the ball the other way.
No.
You got to base it.
It's a great point, Gary. It's the same thing. Rather than learn a skill associated with the game, we'll legislate them out because it's ruining the game that they haven't learned this. And meanwhile, we're giving them $30 and $40 million a year.
Right, they're giving them singles, but all we want to do is hit home runs. Yep. I hate to agree with Eskin, but, if they don't hit a homer, they don't win.
No,
Gary, I got to tell you something, Gary. This is the finest call we've received all morning, and I appreciate you doing that. I'm hoping you're winning some tickets today. Well, how do you know you're getting older?
Well, I just moved into a senior building in January at Broad and Ellsworth in South Philly, but I'm telling you, to just have three rooms, you get up from the living room and go in the kitchen and forget what you went for.
Oh, all the time, Al, all the time. Sometimes I go in the bathroom and forget what I went in for.
And that's why you're sitting
not
down.
Good.
I have a breaking news story
breaking
for you,
Angela, news
that has to do with our prize topic.
Oh,
so, Buckingham Palace has just released the cause of death for Queen Elizabeth.
What is it?
Old age.
Wow. Thank God they announced that. She was 96.
I literally, and
you never
it
hear
just
that
came
anymore.
Over.
Wow. That's nice.
On the New York Post.
Wow, That's refreshing. That is wild. All right, we're going rapid fire, Ali. You ready now? Because you got to pick out, I think, just one of these. You're picking three. We're putting them in a hat. All right, Al?
Yeah, hold
picking
on.
Picking three. All right, you ready?
I'm not ready. I just got.
No, I'm going through more of them.
Okay.
All right. You think he's confused.
No, rapid fire.
No,
you think he's confused now. Wait until 3 minutes from now. We're going rapid
it's two
fire.
Two letters. E
Paul,
and a D.
How do you know you're getting older, Paul?
You know you're getting older when you never are wrong. Everything you say is right.
Is that going to win, Al?
No.
All right. Butch from me. Oh, Butch is online.
No.
Hi, Butch.
No.
Butch, I know your answer. You know you're getting older when your teeth are in your pocket.
You got my answer, Angelo.
That's it, Al.
No.
When your teeth are in your pocket. No, I can't. Butch, I'm out of time today. Bill, how do you know you're getting older? Nope, Bill's out.
Your hearing goes.
Alex, how do you know you're getting older?
Oh, man. When you're sitting there, you get home from work and you got to take a nap.
Nap time.
Well, we got energy level.
Nap time's good.
It was nap time different than energy?
Yes.
Nap time, okay.
All right, hold on, Alex. You're in play. Joe, I need why you feel you're getting older.
When you're talking joint replacement.
Joint replacement. That's a good one.
Did you kind of have something like that earlier?
Some people know they don't hip. You got your hip, you got your knee, you got your ankle, you got your shoulder, you got a lot of replacement. Jason's up next. Jason, how do you tell you're getting older?
All right, well, I'm Italian, so I'm starting to get that salt and pepper hair, gray hair.
Gray hair.
That's
not
a good one.
Not bad. Simple, but
classy,
good.
Classy.
Kevin, how do you know?
You know, when Angelo Cataldi is retiring.
Oh!
Oh!
Wow!
That hurt.
That's a good one.
But it's clever. Gary, you get last crack. What do you got?
When your wiener doesn't work as it used to.
And we already
that was already taken.
Thank you, but thank you for reinforcing it.
Or not.
Al, I need okay. three for the hat.
Forget stuff.
All right, forget stuff. Write these down. Forget stuff okay. is in the hat.
Joint replacement.
Joint
I hear that
replacement,
all the time.
Not Jonesy. Pot. Not do you pot. Need a new joint?
No. Why are you always going to go there? It's a classy show here. You're always doing
nap
that.
Nap time. Guy just had to take a nap.
And nap time
That's
is
great
the third
one. Good one, Al.
All right, Ava.
Yeah, well, she's
on.
Writing
hold
it down.
On. She's got to write time it down. Write it.
N-A-P.
She's not a speed writer.
Well. Yeah, and there you go. All the names have been placed in a...
Who's going to the Novocaine Luxury Suite?
In a paper bag.
Joint replacement.
Joint? No. I think that was the guy right there.
He's going to be limping all the way in there.
He'll be in the right place because he can
right.
talk to the doctors about his joint replacement.
Oh, man.
At Novocaine.
Yeah. And again, wow. Can I reinforce?
Yeah, that actually
yes,
works.
You can.
I want to make this statement again
yes.
because I am past 70 now, and I have been told by physicians there is never a point where I will require any of my body parts to be replaced because most of them have not been used.
Yeah.
I am, in terms of like a used car.
No ass replacement?
I am a cream puff.
Yes, you are.
I am a car that has been in the driveway, and the old lady never takes her out.
Oh, my God.
That's what a cream puff is?
That's what a puff is. Hmm. Oh, and that's me. It's time to do it!
You're so proud of that.
I am proud of it.
The line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good, so we've been going over... You know, reasons that you know that you're old, and this came up earlier in the show. So.
Jonesy, do you ever wake up stiff?
I'm young.
Who are you lying
Who's
to?
Counting?
Do you ever wake up stiff?
Yes.
Thank you. You should be pleased.
Why are you thanking him?
I have to do a handstand.
Brought to you.
Classic show, Jonesy.
I didn't say that.
And all we have, we have to thank Ian for this because he wouldn't have been here today, but his family stuck in the hurricane.
I'm a classy guy.
Thank
you.
Okay. Brought to you by Arm & Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. How will fans greet former Eagles coach Doug Peterson on Sunday at the Link? 93% cheers.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
And it should be. Our studio assistant today, Ava Grave, Kyle Quinn, Clifford W. Lentz, a NASCAR spotted in studio. Producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr., Joe DeCamp, and John Ritchie coming up next. How did we do today?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.